From Spark and Anvil and Motif Lab, this is Surge in Chapter 1 of the Motif Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the Motif Lab Academy, where a small tune named Trill was the hero of every song, there lived a big-hearted creature named Surge, and Surge controlled something invisible but powerful, Howl Loud. When Trill sang his four notes at one flat, unchanging volume, the song was fine, but a little lifeless. Then Surge would take over the loudness, growing the music big and bold, then shrinking it to a tender whisper, then swelling it up again. The very same notes suddenly breathed, tender here, mighty there, alive everywhere. Nothing about the notes changed, only how loud. And that changed everything. It's the same tune, but now it has feelings, a young composer said. That's dynamics, Surge said, spreading her arms wide, then drawing them in small. I'm Surge. I keep the dynamics, how loud and how soft, growing big and bold, shrinking to a whisper, swelling and fading. The same melody whispered feels tender, roared, it feels mighty. I'm how a song breathes. Trill sang his motif. Surge demonstrated. She roared it at full volume the whole time, and quickly it felt exhausting, like someone shouting every word. Too much loud, she said. If everything's a roar, nothing's a roar. Then she shaped it, soft and gentle, building slowly, swelling to one big, bold moment, then easing back down. The room felt it rise and fall. That's breathing. Loud and soft take turns, and the song comes alive. A young composer thought about it. So I shouldn't just make the exciting part loud the whole time. The exciting part feels exciting because of the quiet before it, Surge said. A roar only lands if there was a whisper first. Save your biggest moment. Build to it. Then let it bloom, and the quiet that follows will feel just as powerful. The instructor asked Surge to teach. The students' pieces are all one volume, flat and tiring, the instructor said. Will you teach them to make the music breathe? Surge was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule. Don't play everything the same loudness. Decide where your song should be gentle and where it should be big. Build toward your biggest moment instead of starting there. Let the music swell and fade like breathing. And remember, soft isn't weak. The quietest moment can be the strongest one in the whole piece. A young composer shaped Trill's motif to start as a hush and swell to a bold peak. The whole room leaned in for the quiet part, then felt their hearts lift at the swell. Trill's breathing now, the composer marveled. That's dynamics, Surge beamed. After class, Surge settled down, her breath rising and falling slow and easy, the way she rested. For a long time, Surge had worried she only mattered when she was big. The loud, swelling moments got the gasps and the goosebumps. That was when everyone noticed her. She'd wondered if her quiet side, the hushes, the fades, the gentle parts, was just the boring stuff people waited through to get to the big moment. But resting there, her own breath rising and falling, remembering how the whole room had leaned in for the quiet part, Surge felt her worry settle into a warm, full peace. The soft moments weren't the boring wait. They were what made the big moments mighty. A whisper gives a roar its power. A hush makes a swell soar. Her quiet was just as strong as her loud, stronger sometimes. Loud and soft were partners, and she was both. A deep, breathing contentment filled her, and she let her breath ease low, content, ready to make tomorrow's song rise and fall.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter,
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Surge. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.